From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Barack Obama has his final public say as President of the United States. At his final news conference as president Wednesday, Barack Obama sought to reassure those Americans anxious about the change of administrations after 8 years with him in charge. He said, "I believe in this country. I believe in the American people. I believe that people are more good than bad." Obama thanked the members of the White House press corps, waved, turned, and left the Brady briefing room, packed to overflowing with reporters. Striking a quiet and at times wistful note, the president said having reporters in the White House had made him a better president and that a free press is essential to democracy. To the journalist, he said, "You're not supposed to be sycophants. You're supposed to be skeptics. You're supposed to ask tough questions." That appeared to be a follow-up to intense discussions among reporters about rumored plans by Trump aides to move the White House press corps out of their current quarters close to the president's Oval Office to another location farther away, possibly in a different building. The first question to Obama Wednesday was about his commutation of the 35-year prison sentence handed down to Chelsea Manning for leaking classified military documents.
"With respect to Chelsea Manning, I looked at the particulars of this case the same way I have the other commutations and pardons that I've done, and I felt that in light of all the circumstances commuting her sentence was entirely appropriate."
Overall, Obama said the transition between his administration and the Trump team has been cordial. He added he has advised the president-elect to gather a team of well-qualified advisors around him because this is a job you can't do alone. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush and his wife Barbara are in a Houston hospital where Mr. Bush was in intensive care for pneumonia and she was being watched after complaining of fatigue and coughing. The 92-year-old former president went into the ICU on Wednesday and underwent a procedure to protect and clear his airway that required sedation, according to family spokesman Jim McGrath. Bush was stable and resting comfortably at Houston Methodist Hospital, he said. McGrath added that Barbara Bush, who is 91, had not been feeling well for a couple of weeks and decided to take it out of committee and have the experts check it out. He described the move as precautionary. Doctors want to see how the former First Lady responds to treatment before allowing her to return home. Gambia's president-elect Adama Barrow said Thursday on Twitter that his inauguration would take place at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal. His longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. The inauguration was initially meant to take place Thursday in Gambia's capital of Banjul. Jammeh initially accepted the results of the December 1st presidential election, which he lost to Barrow, but he later changed his mind, citing alleged voting irregularities, and declared a state of emergency earlier this week. Troops from the regional bloc ECOWAS are on standby on the Senegal-Gambia border, ready to invade if Jammeh persists on remaining in office. Hundreds of tourists boarded special flights out of the country Wednesday and crowded into ferries to neighboring Senegal to escape the potential violence, but others remain behind at resort hotels. Ricky Shryock reports for VOA from the Senegalese border town of Karang.
One woman arrived with her 5 children earlier in the week. She says she fled because she felt personally targeted by Yahya Jammeh's regime because of her political activism. She asked not to be identified.
"Kids are not going to school. Since we came, these kids are not going to school. They're just playing around doing nothing."
Amina and her mother Awa fled their home in Banjul on Tuesday.
"Everybody has left.
Everybody has left. Both old and young. You can see the small children. Everybody left."
The mother and daughter, along with their children and more than 100 other Gambians who have fled, are for now being housed and fed by Senegalese in the small town of Karang, where at least 3,000 of the displaced have arrived and are waiting to see when and if they can return home. Ricky Shryock for VOA News at the Senegal border in Karang.
Iran's foreign minister says his country is not worried and has options if U.S. President-elect Donald Trump ditches a nuclear agreement reached between Iran and 6 world powers. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.